Blog Talk Radio.
This is Bram, and you're listening to The Jams.
Yo, what's good, sexy wrestling ladies? Yo, what's good, you so-called wrestling expert jabronis? It's your boy, Grant Body P, representing for Jams Podcast right now. Yo, we just had a big art tragedy in Manchester, so we thought we'd have the week off. You know what I mean? I know we just started, but you know, it's so it got. You can find us on the Twitter at Jams Podcast, J-A-M-M-S Podcast. The same goes for the Instagram as well. We can't chat long because, boy, you know what I mean? This is a throwback show. We're taking you back to Extreme Rules 2016, where we did the predictions. Going forward into Extreme Rules 2017. Shout outs to the lady called Joe, aka The Bottom and the Breast, who did like a special one-on-one interview with a man called Bram, who will be wrestling for us in the UK very soon. But more details as I give you that on next week's show. Next week we will be doing Extreme Rules 2017 predictions, so look out for that. You know what I mean? That's what's up right there. Yo, as I said, we can't chat. I want you to enjoy the show, man. Put a good foot, man, and let us know how you was feeling about last year's show, man, when we were at STC from the UK. So, hey, yo, without further ado, usually this is the part where I say, let's do this shit, but Joe has a little announcement.
For those people that were hoping to spread fear with these attacks, the fields, I'm a mom. Broke my heart at the loss of kids' lives, and I've broke my heart as both for those families waiting for news of their loved ones. But still, the field, I'm British, they don't scare me, they want fear, they want hate. To me, that's just a bad joke. They don't scare us. So with that, the field, I'm not going to mention the name on the show, because I'll treat them as I always treat them, with absolute derision. If that's okay with you, is it?
Get your chair!
Okay, what do you call this match though? The grand thing is, I mean, I watch this blood clot match, man, really, on the WWE Network, sorry. Baron Corbin versus Dolph Ziggler, no DQ. Baron, you've won, okay, it's done. Dolph Ziggler says he's tired of being an underdog or whatever it is. I don't give a damn. Baron, you've won. Chad, match.
Baron's won because Ziggler won the previous pay-per-view. So, Corbin winning this one, hands down.
I didn't realize he won the first one. Oh, okay. Mortal.
Baron win.
Yeah, there you go. Next! Oh, the World Wrestling Federation Tag Team Champions. Alright, the New Day, the champions. The Border Village.
New Day wins. Next one.
New Day wins. Okay.
Yeah, easy matches to predict. We'll predict all year.
Okay, I did like that time machine shit they did. I was like, oh, that's an order. You know what I mean? Matt Taco, is that the same for you?
I think it's. Yeah, same as the Corbin Ziggler. It's an easy one to predict. I think New Day are going to retain. I'd be very, very surprised to see the Board Villains come and get the title straight away. I was still hoping for some sort of build with another tag team coming in to make it a triple threat, but we haven't seen that. So one-on-one, I think New Day are going to take it. But obviously, I think it's going to be some sort of interference from Woods. But, you know, I have that theory of whoever comes out on top of the show before the pay-per-view will end up losing. And the Blood Villains came out on top on Raw, so I think they're going to lose on Sunday.
Oh, you're going in like that? Then, yeah, I can ride to that, man. New Day all the way, man, Shad. New Day all the way. Yeah.
I told you before, the only people that are going to beat them is Gallows and Anderson, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. It doesn't matter what you think! Exactly, you know, good ride to that as well, Warden, man, without a shadow of a doubt, man, that's what them are doing it for. Okay, we're going well so far, shit! I mean, full house on the kickoff match, full house on the tag team match. Okay, can we go full house on the US title match? Ripping over games is really a bit too quick for my liking, to be honest with you. Kalisto, the champion. Rusev, the challenger, World Wrestling Federation, United States Championship. Oh dear, Matt, who's won?
I think Rusev's going to win this one. He's been built back up to look like a monster again before they penalised him. So I'm going to go for Rusev.
Oh, shit. I know. You see it on Raw, though. You see how he stamped out Kalisto, though.
Oh, yeah.
That was some Mortal Kombat shit right with the spine. Like, usually he stabs something like once before he applies accolade. He stabs up Kalisto three times. Kalisto's on it a little bit, man. He stabs up. That was some Mortal Kombat XL shit. I'm very surprised no one's done that yet. Breaking a man's spine and shit, man. Wardle, who's won?
Rusev.
Rusev Baska, or whatever he calls himself. Love it.
Yeah, like, he needs it. Come on, get Rusev back on top.
Is that it has to win moment?
No. Not yet. There is one on the card though, but it's not yet.
Okay, good. That's what I like to hear. I like your he has to win moment.
it's like the Booker T shooky ducky quack quack.
I can't understand that one, Booker T, you know what I mean?
I love it, man. Whenever the little ducks come up on the screen.
I know you used to say it when Gail come out, and I was still confused a little bit. I had the idea, but I was like, I wouldn't say that shit. I'm just saying, and it's coming from you, Booker T, man. God damn. How you managed to go from I'm coming for you, nut, to shooky cookie quack quack?
That's PG, innit?
Oh, God damn it.
PG book.
Do you not like the little ducks with dreadlocks?
I don't know where you're going with that, Wardle.
No, I'm saying, do you not like them? I like them.
What about Golden Truth? Golden Girls?
Who's that? Wardle, you lost me, yo.
Never mind.
Okay! keeping on this shit, Shadows won, Rusev or... Are we going for another full house here?
Before I give that prediction, I think Aiden might have got a long batch of M&M's.
You send them, Michad.
Oh no!
Oh no, those are supposed to be for Rick.
No, they're too early for that! Too early!
No.
We've got past that already.
Oh.
We've gone through the matches quickly.
We
went New Day all the way. Now we're talking about Rusev versus Kalisto.
The little guy.
You did. Now the big guy's gone crying too, his mummy.
Ryborg.
Yeah, the Ryback. I like the Ryback, man, but, you know.
You see, goes.
Well, he wasn't a good guy. He wasn't a bad guy. He was a big guy.
He is a big guy, yeah.
Give it to Rusev, man, I guess. They've started to fix him back up again.
Yeah, man. Yes.
He's trying to become a monster.
Yes.
But Is this just take two? This is.
It is, man. It is.
Come into that time again, Mr.
Avenue.
Memorial Day. That must mean something. So
yeah,
probably gonna make some challenge, and then I will come see Christina and probably take a
vote.
You're not the only one who thinks they're going to make Rizzo champion and penalise him again.
Yeah, I think we all on the same page today. How long is this going to last, man? Because I said it for morning. I said, oh, hang on. Rusev's the man got to beat my man. Okay. And then see, I'll come back Memorial Day. And all.
See, I've changed my mind on that with the whole Cena thing. I don't see that going like that now.
Really?
Yeah, I don't see it now. I've got a new plan, but it comes out later, so you got to wait, but I've got a new plan for Cena.
Okay. I like your theories, Wardle. I will be staying tuned.
And you'll have to...
Okay, Full House of Fun. I'm liking this. How many matches is that now? 3 matches, yeah?
Yeah.
3 matches. Okay. 4th match. The Miz. The champion. Kevin Owens, the challenger. Cesaro, the challenger. And Sami Zayn, the challenger. World Wrestling Federation Intercontinental Championship Fatal 4-Way Jump Off.
The Miz's comment on Raw, I nearly died. When he said that Miz had to be his tag team partner. But he's the worst one!
I clocked it, man.
I cried laughing because it's so true.
Miz, man, the Miz is the wackest out there. You know what I mean? Miz,
go back and have a listen to it. It's so funny.
Miz, you are so whack that even Cesaro did your own super move on your ass on Raw. He did the score crushing finale on your bitch ass. And the worst thing about it is, I think Miz is gonna win. That's my prediction. Yeah, I said it. Miz, you're gonna hold down that title. Don't ask me why, because I haven't even got a theory for that. Apart from, it just looks too crazy. You know what I mean? 3 bad men, and you got the Miz. The Miz gonna win, and he's gonna make everyone go, oh, motherfucker! It's like anyone but the Miz, and the Miz gonna win. That's how it's going. Personally, I just wanted to lose the title to Xavier Woods on the game of Street Fighter. If you sort up, down, down, you know what the fuck I mean. Okay! What up? This is your match! Is this the... He has to win moment?
No.
Oh my days! Okay.
Guys, what's the next pay-per-view after Extreme Rules?
I'm guessing it's Money in Our Bank.
So you know who's going to win this match then, don't you? The Miz.
The Miz. I said the Miz is going to hold down the title.
Because the other guys are climbing that ladder for the briefcase.
Yes. Yes. But I'm sure if you're an Intercontinental Champion, you can still be eligible to go in that match anyway.
Yeah, but I'd have thought he'd be, like, in a match against somebody else, so...
Yeah, man, put him against Xavier Woods. Put Street Fighter on the Titantron. Let's finish this shit, man. I mean, let's finish that rivalry, man. Up, down, down for the win. The Miz, that's my pick. You know what I mean? Who am I actually backing? Anyone but the Miz? That's how it's going, man. You know what I mean? I don't mind if Kevin Owens wins it or Sami Zayn or Cesaro. I don't really care. But the Miz gonna win.
The Miz has got it.
But the Miz, yeah, I do agree with you. The Miz has got it. Could we go for another Full House here? Max Racco?
I honestly thought that you'd all be saying someone else. I thought I'd be the only one going with the Miz, but it turns out so far we're all going with the Miz.
What is this about?
I think him and Maurice has got a way to go. If I think the Miz is going to win.
Man, the Miz has got something going there still if he holds the title and he's got Maurice there. You know what I mean?
That's why I think he's going to win. He's going to sneak it. And he's going to win. I think it's a bit... I think he's going to do it.
Okay, Shad, is this another Full House?
To be honest, yeah.
Ah! I didn't think it was going to be true, man!
Oh no, I was just told you. You're not giving your points, and I was like, damn, man, these are jabronis, man.
What?
I'm not joking.
You shut your mouth.
I thought before anyone even started talking, I was like, Miz is gonna lose the title, it's gonna be either Cesaro or Zayn.
Ooh.
I think it's probably gonna be Zayn, you know.
Okay, Shad, speak!
Yes, speak as in, we think it's the Miz, you think it's Zayn. How's it gonna go down?
I think they're gonna let, knowing WWE, they're probably thinking, oh no, we don't want the feud to end between the two, Zayn and Owens.
Well, nah, that's definitely not over, man.
That's what I'm saying.
No way.
I think it's time to put like a title on the line now, and they can't keep on making Owens like escape the title. Okay, they got the Money in the Bank coming up.
Yeah.
But they can't keep on making him, ignoring him, like, you know what I mean, and just making him be like a mid-carder person, like, or someone who comes out to split up fights, you know, like when all the wrestlers come out and spill. Kevin Owens is not one of them type of people. So you put him in something meaningful, because if he loses this match now, he's just going to be another jobber. So you need to make him fight for something. Like you said, the Money in the Bank's coming up, obviously he'll be in that. So you won't win that, but again, if he's got the IC title or he's feuding for the IC title, maybe it's just me just wishing to keep Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn feud going. Like, putting the title is the next step.
Okay, there's no question that feud is going on. It's going to continue on.
And then they'll keep feud for the title for a bit, and then eventually, in a few months, Owens can cost Zayn the title, and then he loses it to whoever.
And personally, my wishful thinking, my hopeful thinking is that they'll do a 3 stages of hell. That's my hopeful thinking. That's my armchair booking. Okay, that's how it goes. Okay.
More likely to have an Iron Man match.
Yeah.
Alright then. Well, us three. That's me, Wardle, and Sacco. We all think that the Miz is going to win, right? Here's a twist now. Who do we think, make it a bit harder, who do we think he's going to pin out the three of them? Who wants to begin? Who wants to start?
It's such a roll up.
You know what I mean? Because Shad, you know what I mean? Shad always thinks that it's going to be Zayn. Or Cesaro, did you say?
Yeah.
One of them two. Okay. So, I mean, if you want to start, either one of you, who is going to get pinned in this match?
Cesaro. Cesaro's going to get pinned.
Get pinned.
Yep. I agree with Wardle. I think Cesaro will get pinned as well.
Now, think about it. Sounds good to me. Cesaro, sorry, kid. You got it. Well, I mean, the reason I thought it'd make it harder, you know, it doesn't really, has it?
Well, no, it's because Zayn and Owens would be outside fighting, won't they?
Yeah.
And they'll miss it, and like Miz will sneak a Christian finale.
Yeah. So, now think about it. We need to acknowledge it was Cesaro who dropped the Christian finale on the Miz. Yep. There it is, people.
Yep.
There it is. Cesaro, you gotta get pinned, man. Oh, it's gonna be a shame for the Cesaro section, but hey. But he's the worst one. you did acknowledge, if we based it on the Miz retaining the title, right? The feud between Zayn and Owens is still going. So they'll wind up fighting on the outside, and probably all after the match, Zayn and Owens are still fighting. And he's gone personal on some shit, and then that's how it's gonna go down, you know. If we based it on the Miz retaining, you know what I mean. At the end of that segment on Raw, Cesaro will drop.
Or Kevin Owens does something to Zayn, and then Miz gets the pin.
Hang on. See, it's Fatal 4-Way, isn't it? In no DQ.
Yeah.
I think Maurice will trip Cesaro or something with some sort of roll-up cheap victory while Owens and Zayn are fighting. Because Grandbody Ping Pong just took him phone call.
I'll take over the show right now.
So what is the next match?
Is it Extreme Rules? Extreme Rules? I don't even know the lineup.
Oh, I can't remember any of the matches. How bad is that?
It's really bad.
Jericho versus Dean Ambrose in the Asylum match.
Yeah, we'll talk about that match.
Do you understand what the Asylum match is? Because Ambrose is really shit at explaining it.
What it really is a PG match. A PG hardcore match, sorry.
Because, like, I just didn't... Like, when he was explaining it, I just didn't understand. Basically, steel cage match weapons, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's just all things that you can get hit with that won't make you bleed.
Oh, it's the barbed wire bat thing that will obviously not be used.
Of course, not normally.
And the weapons are on top of the cage, right? Oh, this is going to be awful. It's going to be awful.
They don't even need the weapons, really, them two. They should just give them a cage match.
Yeah. But, you know, the best thing in wrestling is heel Jericho. So that's good.
Yeah, like... I've been drinking it in.
Yeah, like, in WWE history, like, heel Jericho is just best for business. So, it's awesome. Hopefully it doesn't stop.
I remember back to the 2009 era of Jericho, man, when he used to come out in the suit and using the big long words. I love that Jericho.
Yeah, man. But, so who do you reckon then, guys? Who do you reckon?
Well, Dean Ambrose, it depends. If they're finishing the feud, then obviously it's got to be Ambrose. But if they're going to continue this feud, then Jericho has to win because Ambrose won last time out, didn't he?
Yeah, I think they'll end the feud with Jericho win and leave it as that, I think.
Well, then you'd need a rub match, though, wouldn't you? Because Ambrose won the first match.
Not really, because, I mean, they've done it with, like, Rock and Cena. And Owens and Zayn. So I don't know. I think they can just leave it with Jericho.
I don't know, man. Everything in WWE for the last few years is like everything's 50-50. 50-50 this, 50. You win, now I win. Unless it's John Cena, you win, then I beat you 5 times.
I just don't want Heel Jericho to go. That's all.
They need to push him, I think. He could be a good contender for Reigns.
I just want Heel Jericho to stick about. Like, Heel Jericho, WWE is the best thing.
I'd love to see him in a mic battle with Roman Reigns. It would just be the funniest thing ever. Just be reduced to Roman Reigns just stuttering.
Just grunting at Jericho, because he doesn't know what to say.
Dribbling and drooling when Jericho calls him a stupid idiot.
Don't talk about Bailey.
Leave Bailey out of this. We're doing well so far, not to offend too many people. Shad, what are your thoughts on the entire match?
Like I said, man, it's just it's going to be a poor version of a hardcore match. It's a good thing as well, actually, that it's Jericho and Ambrose, because them two don't need, like I said, they don't need weapons to put on a good match.
Yeah, that's true. Do you think it's going to come out on top? Because Wardle seems to think Jericho. No. Wardle, you said Ambrose, didn't you?
No, Jericho.
Okay. I'm not sure. It sort of depends on whether they're going to continue the feud or not. So what about you, Shad?
What is the next pay-per-view after this now?
Money in the Bank.
I think I'm going with Ambrose. I think it's time to stop. I think to feel bad that they didn't let him beat Brock Lesnar. So I think that now's their chance to say, yeah, here we go, we'll give you a few wins under your belt. You know, try and make him look. Because when you think about it, when you think of like the good guys who win, there's hardly any. Apart from our favourite, Roman Reigns. And he's not a good guy or a bad guy.
He's a good guy.
Oh, okay, yeah. So. I think Ambrose is going to get the victory. Time to make him... And it's his match as well, even though in history it shows that people don't usually win their own matches that they create, but that was history. WWE don't really care about history. So, yeah, Ambrose is.
You know what? I'm going to go Ambrose as well. I think the feud will probably end Sunday. Move them on to different things. If Rollins is coming back soon, so that opens another door for Ambrose. Or Cena. I'm going to go Dean Ambrose as well.
Hey. While Grand Buddy P's away, have you heard about the women's locker room?
No.
Del Rio was apparently banging Charlotte before he got with Paige, and now there's a big feud going on backstage.
What?
Bertie!
He was banging Charlotte.
Yeah, he was banging. He was banging Charlotte, and then now Charlotte's pissed off because he's jumped Paige. And they're like legit heat behind backstage.
Bertie, you downgraded, man. What the hell? In my opinion.
Hang on, I'm trying to think of something.
But to be fair, Del Rio's probably just trying to avoid the family parties. Imagine there, boy, you're just trying to have a nice family time. There's Rick there at the party with alcohol.
Hold on. You haven't done the Rick part with Batman, have you?
Nah.
Very good.
Waiting on Dixon for Jericho Ambrose, a final match.
Oh, okay. Have we gone on to that already?
I thought we were on it now, yeah.
Oh, see, so how the... I would have went to a break before that happened, but anyway.
Well, I'm still trying to come up with because it's coming soon. There's going to be a Paige porno starring Albert Al Del Rio. I'm just trying to think of the title.
Directed by Ric Flair.
I don't want to see that. Y'all can't watch that, man. Ugh, no, sorry.
Viva Del Rio.
Oh God.
Bertie, you downgraded, man. You see, as of everybody, I'm not even excited. Matter of fact, I'm happy for you. I'm happy for you, Bertie. I'm glad that you're putting it in Paige. I'm glad everyone can hate you for another reason. Me, personally, I congratulate you. Well done. Keep going. Hey, I'll marry your ass, my damn self. Yes, I would get the two of them married. I'd marry them off, man. Are you trying to put it in a different way? No. Not so easy. You know what I mean? Bertie and Paige make a good couple. You know what I mean? No, sir. Mm-mm. Oh, Charlotte begs for. I mean, goddamn. What? Charlotte, what happened, man? Oh, your legs was not enough.
She's married anyway, I'm sure. She's married anyway now,
actually.
Who, Charlotte? Yeah, she's married to some TNA.
You saw Charlotte committing adultery.
No, this was like ages ago, but apparently Charlotte pissed off about it still. So
let me get this right. So understand this. You mean to tell me that Bertie and Charlotte were dating ages ago, like call it months ago or something like that?
Potentially, we don't know the full details, but potentially.
Okay, and then the other day, he's seen skipping around the mall with Paige and shit. And Charlotte Beck.
Well, again, it's all rumours, but apparently it's because they didn't tell anybody that they were together, like Bertie and Paige. And then it just came out. So everyone's a bit vexed because no one knew.
I think, and plus the new season of Total Divas, I jump off, and you know what I mean, they're probably full.
Oh, that's what it is, man.
I think that's what that is as well, you know, word up, man. Because, you know, Bertie might be in it now, as is Rusev and Lana, them two going to be in there too. You know what I mean? And Renee Young in there as well. So you might see Dino. You know what I mean?
Well, no, I think that's why people were pissed off, like, in WWE as well. Because, obviously, Total Divas is staged and stuff. Yeah. So maybe they sorted Paige out with somebody on the show, but now she's been seen with Bertie and stuff, so...
You know, man, it looked like it was at Disneyland or something.
Yeah, man, I'm going to Disneyland. Man.
Anyway, Ambrose as a match. Grand Buddy P, asylum match. What do you reckon?
Okay.
I said heel Jericho win.
Why did you change to Ambrose then, man?
No, I said Jericho. I said heel Jericho.
Why did you change to Ambrose?
No, Jericho's going to win.
Okay.
Right, who won last time? That's what I want to remember.
Ambrose won last time. The problem I was having, Mike.
Yeah, I believe Jericho won the first one, you know.
Ambrose won
the first one? Did he win the first one?
Ambrose won.
So we say Jericho this time.
Well, I'm not sure. That's what I was thinking, was like, if they're going to end the feud, then I'll see Ambrose will win, but if they're going to continue it to Money in the Bank, then you've got to give it to Jericho, otherwise he's lost two in a row.
But you're saying that, would we expect Dean Ambrose to jump in the Money in our Bank as well? Unless he's going to wrestle twice?
That's a good point.
People are going to have to qualify to get into the Money in the Bank.
Yeah, word up.
I say, this will be the last one for Jericho and Ambrose, and Jericho will win, and I'll leave it as that.
Originally, I had Ambrose to win this, you know. But usually, it's that person who challenges. He's like, but you saw it on Raw now. He's like, oh, yeah. Challenge you to this match. The Asylum, which when I looked at it, just looked like a glorified steel cage with weapons in there, you know.
Yeah, that's what
I'm saying. Yeah, it's just a steel cage with weapons in there, and they put on some funny ass, funky, be like some psychotic music and shit, right? Like it's meant to be really scary, you know.
19 power music?
I mean, I don't know, what's some Alfred Hitchcock shit, man. Jerry Cole's supposed to be there shit in his brief.
No, it was, man. I think it was music from Goosebumps.
Probably, Minotaur. But the Grand says this is like Jericho. I mean, I give him credit because, you know, as a heel, he's supposed to act like, oh shit, I'm fucked. You know what I mean? He gave that impression that I am fucked, man. Oh god, I'm gonna be in this steel cage and there's all these funky weapons in there. Oh shit, I am fucked. I'm done for. But let's look at it on the real people. Chris Jericho has competed and won in Elimination Chambers. Chris Jericho has competed, right, he has competed in Hell in a Cell. He did fuck up them Tim White the referee though, match him up. You know what I mean? He's been in them Breeder matches, right? He's been in Last Man Standing matches with my hero Kane back in the day. And he's been in wars with Triple T and all these people, right? To be honest, I see where y'all coming from. Guys! Is it a full house? I don't know. I'm going with Jericho. Jericho shouldn't be sweating this. I know why he's acting like he's playing his role.
I was saying to everyone, I was trying to get everyone on the Ambrose bandwagon, saying how he hasn't won. And I feel like him losing to Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania, maybe it was like, okay, he's lost that now. Let's try and restart him again, get some steam, get some wins under his belt.
Yeah.
I thought you can't keep on beating him all the time, man. You know, what does he mean? What does it mean? You have to have some...
You've got this gimmick match now that's supposed to favour him, that's like custom built for him kind of thing, this Asylum match.
You know, long said in history, if you come up with a match, you end up losing the match.
Yeah, as well, on top as well. Unless you know it's Undertaker.
How many times has he been buried alive?
Come on. Word up, man. Initially, I was going to say Ambrose, you know. Initially, I was going to say Ambrose, but I don't know, you know. Jericho's been in worse shit.
I'm not thinking about that. I'm just thinking about how Ambrose has been treated since WrestleMania.
Yeah. I understand.
Is it okay to be winning this match? Yeah, it's okay to be winning
this
match.
It is okay. It is a hard match to call. This might be the hardest match to call, you know, on the card.
It's definitely a lot harder to call than Corbin and Ziggler.
Yeah.
Stevie Wonder called that one. That called me, isn't
it? Now, listen to Wayne at everything. Dino deserves the win, but Jericho, he's been through worse shit. I'm giving it to Jericho, but I'd like to see Dino win it at the same time. It's one of them ones. I'm backing Dino. Jericho's gonna win. Whoever loses, I win. Yeah, I've said it. That's how it's going. I'm going with that.
Mike, this will persuade you. Jericho, he has to win this match. He's my pick. He is my pick. He has to win. Heel Jericho is the way forward. He has to win.
Oh, shit. Now, I made my decision. I'm backing Dino, but I think Jericho's going to win. That's how I can see.
It's just so difficult to call, because if they continue in the feud, then Jericho has to win. But if the feud's ending, then they've got to give it to Dino and give him some momentum heading into Money in the Bank.
They don't need to. They can leave it on a draw. They don't need to.
You can't draw in a match like this.
You can. They've done it. Roxina, Zayn and Owens, they can leave it.
This match between Jericho and Ambrose, we decided that Jericho has won this match, and it's like the most easiest match to call in Extreme Rules history.
No! I just said it's the hardest match to call!
No, I'm asking Aiden, because he's, I like it when he's sure.
Oh, okay.
I'm not saying that it's an easy one to call. I'm just saying it's better for Jericho to win this than Ambrose.
It's better for Ambrose to win than Jericho.
No, because look who's coming back. Rollins is coming back.
You said Jericho, and I agree with you as well. The best character is heel Jericho. Heel Jericho's allowed to lose and then come on Raw the next week and say, oh, fuck that. Well, I'm not going to say fuck next week. It's like, oh, that Dean Ambrose, a stupid idiot. You know, he can take the piss and say what he wants to say and be angry. That's the way they're going to go, man. Angry heel Jericho because he lost the match. He lost the feud.
We shall see.
Okay, then. We'll see.
I'm interested in that match as well.
He's half Chinese.
There's what I want and what I think will actually happen. There's a difference.
We don't care about what you want. We care about what's going to happen.
What's going to happen? Jericho's going to win.
Okay, then there you go. Matt, what's your final thoughts on this?
Oh, it's a difficult one, but... I know I said Dino earlier, but I'm swerving, man. I'm going to go for Y2J.
Good. It's a he has to win prediction. It persuaded everybody. It persuaded everybody.
Twice now, you know, turn your back on me, man.
I know you like to use manipulation and shit. The best example was the Sting Triple H match at WrestleMania last year. I was listening back to it, right? It was gonna make that prediction, and Shannon was like, "Now keep it out of this one, sure." And then I was like, "Okay, Becky, who do you think is gonna win?" Shout out to Rebecca Tyson, by the way. And then, just before Rebecca was going to say something, then Shannon's like, whoa, no. So before we make your prediction, Sting this and that and this and that. Okay, now make your prediction. And then everyone's like, oh, fuck Sting, man.
Classic chat.
Oh, shit. Okay. Okay, sorry about that, earlier on, man, you know what I mean? When your mom's calls, man, you know what I mean? That's what it is, man. 347-637-3859 is the number not to call on the show because it's recorded. I sincerely apologize. You should be there tweeting Stephanie with Stephanie Book ass anyway, okay? Follow us.
On the Twitter? At
STC_WWE. At BDSIR_network, the best damn show in radio. You hear that? Okay. Wardle, where can they find you on the Twitter?
At He Has to Win.
Okay. Kids, you should not be listening to this show because it's too grown up for your ass. But you might learn something. You might mature in your wrestling fandom. Where can they find you on the Twitter, Matt?
At KICFM. If you're struggling to remember that, just remember the lovely phrase, Carly is crap forevermore.
Nice. Shad, yeah. Where can the ladies find you on the Twitter?
And the gentlemen now, we are open to the
ladies. Yeah, open to the guys.
Only ladies DM me though.
Oh, right.
Please.
Okay.
You can find me at ShadFather85, and you will also get such tweets as this one. It's one of my personal favourites.
Oh, God.
I did it 4 hours ago.
Oh, shit.
It came to me at work, making a club sandwich. Why at WWE call at AJ Styles group the club? 3 pieces of white bread. The club.
Oh my god.
That's Shadfather85, yeah. getting on his Twitter thing, man.
How can you say something like that? That's the equivalent of when you talk about the New Day, the Elimination Chamber caught up in the...
Oh, God, don't remind me of that.
And it's about a year ago as well, you know.
Oh, God, I remember that and just sitting there just going, how do we move on from this? Where do we go from here?
Oh, you wonder why you kick us and have to relocate, man. That's going to a secret location so that we can't find it.
When I got to the destination, all I saw was skid marks. No, the tire skid marks, by the way.
Yeah, that was one of the worst things you've ever said, sir. And that's saying something. You're just a terrible young man.
That's why I need Twitter. It helps me to get rid of all the negativity.
Twitter's like a
therapist.
I don't want to revisit Shad's Elimination Chamber comment. Can we move on, please, before I start being myself laughing?
Okay, what we were actually doing was going into the break. When we come back, I wasn't going to do Ambrose versus Jericho, but my mom's called, and you know how that is. Okay, then the next match is the rumoured match according to WrestleZone.com. I'm calling it rumoured because if it's not on WWE.com at the time we're recording this, then as far as I'm concerned, it's just a rumour. Okay. That is the Usos versus the Bullet Club, okay? Or the, what, 3 pieces of fried bread?
The club.
Astrobindium. Then the match I'm looking forward to personally, Charlotte versus Natalya in the submission match. That will go right into the Ric Flair files. Oh God, I'm dreading that. And then the World Wrestling Federation Championship Extreme Rules joint, Roman Reigns the champion versus AJ Styles the challenger. We'll be back after I pay these bills. I think PNX lost.
Right, I had the pleasure of speaking to Graham. Ask them if he doesn't mind answering questions and doing a quick wage or drop for us. And I have to say, what a great guy. He was more than happy to do it. Great sense of humour. Even more so now, probably my favourite wrestler. Okay, the questions I asked were just very plain and simple. I asked him what made him get into wrestling. His reply is, I got into wrestling because I never wanted a real job and wanted to stay Peter Pan and never grow up. Just kidding, kind of. I thought when I was a kid, it blew me away the guys taking risks, falling off stuff, being rude and flipping people off, the blood, guts, the violence and lifestyle, the women in the partying, and guys beating the crap out of each other. I was very much an Attitude Era kid. It's kind of my style and who I am now. The business has changed and I struggled with that. I thought it would stay kind of rock and roll forever, but it's different now and I have to change with it. So once I could, I found a school and started my journey. I've been able to make it my living and livelihood since I was around 18, give or take from the pro wrestling, so I'm... I also asked him what was the worst part of his job. Said the worst part of the job for him is travelling. My knees and back hurt from long rides in the car, and long flights kill me too. I tried to sleep so I could avoid the agony of being trapped inside a plane for a long time. I go mad or eat too much because I'm bored. Plus I start to hurt. I'm always happy to get a full road to myself, so I can lay out and pass out. I also asked him what indies and promotions he'd like to work with. I'd like to work for a lot of the UK indies. I haven't had a chance to yet. Progress and Fight Club Pro, to name a few. And I'm in the UK till August the 15th, give or take leaving for Impact TV on the 1st to the 8th of July. I've worked for so many great companies here in the UK already. Pro Wrestling Pride, who's the current champion of, ICW, Pro Evo, EPW in Italy, TNT, Southside, Kamikaze, War, and the list. I go where I'm needed. I would like the opportunity to go back to Japan and work for Nora again. A great company, and I think I'm a good fit for Japan. Make sure you give them a follow on Instagram. and Twitter. His Twitter is @Thomas_Latimer_. Instagram is Thomas_Latimer_. He's dead friendly, dead nice guy, and I've probably just totally ruined his reputation by telling you this.
So, let's just give you one of these predictions, man. Extreme Rules, man. And one day WWE gets Extreme for the whole pay-per-view, but that's nothing to us. We are Extreme every week. Do you know what I mean? Because that's how the fuck we roll. It's according to WrestleZone.com. They've added a new match on the card, and it should have been there from how long back. WWE, you're fucking about, man. You're ramping. The Uso brother versus the Bullet Club. True, which is a good chance it is. Because it's a Bullet Club, man. You want them to be on the card, right?
It's the club, by the way.
God, the club biscuits.
Club sandwich.
Club sandwich. Oh my gosh, man. You gotta get those rights, man. Gotta get those rights. The Bullet Club's one. Club biscuit, club sandwich, whatever you wanna call it. The Billionaires Club, the Babysitters Club. They've won this match. You know what I mean? It's not hard to do the knowledge. Shad, you in agreement?
Yeah, of course, man. But to be honest, man, they kind of look like jobbers.
By the way,
the way that they're being treated.
Well,
they're losing matches and getting pinned so easily.
Shad,
I
completely agree. I was going to say this on the show because they've lost the Usos clean like twice now. Mm-hmm. They shouldn't be. They shouldn't be getting pinned and stuff. They should be absolutely smashing teams left, right, and centre. They need to win this desperately. They have to win.
You can't use that.
Yeah.
Don't get if WWE can't have the Bullet Club, you can't have my have to win moment.
Eat my ass, I'm having it. They've got to win.
Oh, snap!
They have to win, Wardle. You must agree with me on this.
I do. They need the win. They don't have to win, though, because Jericho has to win, but they need the win.
If those two lose to the Usos again, they're just like jobbers. I agree with Shad here. They have to win.
It doesn't matter if they lose or not, because they're going to beat the New Day for the tag titles in the near future, so it doesn't matter.
If they don't win this match, then hell no.
Word up, man. Like, they're definitely heading that way anyway to defeat the New Day. But it's the Bullet Club, man. They're getting all these fly attire, everything. Yes, they should be fucking up people left, right, and centre. You know what I mean? In a way, I can understand people comparing and shit, man. Like, god damn, this big Bullet Club, you know, from Japan. There's a run things Japan. They come to WWE and they're getting boss ass.
Yeah, but you know why, don't you? Because it's not WWE made people. That's why.
So how do you explain Gallows? Well, okay. I mean, he was there before, but he wasn't... I see.
Because it's the same on NXT that Nakamura isn't against Joe at the next TakeOver because he's a Japanese star and they're putting Finn against him again because they cocked up Finn's debut on the main roster.
Nah, I disagree there. I think they've got a feud to finish.
We'll get to it because the main event ties in with that. I've worked it all out.
Okay. I feel like they're finishing that up with the cage business. You know what I mean? When William Regal got announced that shit. And we had a feeling. And like one of you mentioned it before when we talked about Finn, that Samoa Joe defeated him and he didn't have his demon outfit on and shit. He wasn't the demon. You gotta defeat the demon. You know what I mean? Defeating human Bella don't count. He was on it like that. You know what I mean? I don't know, but we'll hear your view later. God damn. Shad's weed smell strong. You know, I'm about to get high off his own shit. I'm not that guy, you know. I don't smoke, I don't drink, man. You know what I mean? It's like, that's what happens when we come into West Coast Studios, man. You know what I mean? When my mom's called me and come back, I'm like, Lord, I can smell it strong. And then next thing you know what I mean? We're talking about. We're talking about who was it now? It wasn't Jericho Ambrose. It was a match before that, right? And I come back in, and suddenly you're talking about Charlotte and Bertie and Paige fucking. I was thinking, what the hell? How did this happen? I mean, must be the weed, man. Must be the weed. Full house on the Bullet Club winning this match. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. I thought so too. You know what I mean?
Okay. Ah, shit. This is a match I'm looking forward to, son. I'm looking forward to this shit. Yes! Charlotte, the champion. Natalya, the challenger. World Wrestling Federation Women's Championship match. It's a submission match. If Ric Flair even attempts to walk that aisle, Charlotte will forfeit the championship. And she ain't gonna like that. Yo, Shad.
Yo.
Roll that music, man. Roll it. Roll it. Woo!
Cause I feel like you should pry your fucking mouth up off a bit. But you call me Richard. Cause I'm a dick. You ain't gotta be no detective to figure out I'm a dick when I hold my private to your first clue, Sherlock prick.
Call me Richard.
When the clock goes tick, no more Rick.
You're out of order for that theme song, man. You're out of order, I'm bright.
I think we need to change the name as well, man. Richard Flair File.
Richard Flair File!
When someone becomes, you know, no longer a being, the priest or whatever will address them as their correct name. So, no one. As the Richard Flair file.
Yo!
How does this come into your head, Chad?
Yo, the Wii's taking a bet right now, man. I'm sorry. Guys, you all saw Raw this week, man. I wrote it in my blog, mikedog36@wordpress.com, right? I said I couldn't finish the blog. I bust out laughing at the end of Raw, watching it, you know, and catching up with it on YouTube and that. I burst out laughing in big university, you know. I couldn't believe what I saw. I was rolling! Oh, Chad. I thought that was it, you know.
Nah, seriously, every time Rick there takes a bump or something happens, be honest with yourself, you think that's it, don't you?
Why do you think I was laughing so much?
When he took that slap from Stephanie and fell down, I thought his heart had stopped the way he went down.
That's what I mean. Real? Real? I think he was just supposed to stand there and take it. Everybody up. Man dropped down.
I said to Wardlow, right? Like, keep going, was Raw. Because I was burning up, I was in stitches. Wardlow takes me back on Facebook and says, oh, I overhyped it. I didn't say the whole of Raw. I didn't say a segment either. I just said I was burning up. Now you worked it out, Wardlow.
It was pretty funny, wasn't it? Let's be honest. It was pretty funny. But haven't they worked the best storyline about Flair going insane? It's the best storyline.
The way he was shaking his fists at the man, then dropping his jacket and stuff.
Dude, I honestly, they're building it for a complete senile storyline, aren't they? Like, they are, they're doing it.
But I think that, I might be wrong, are they kind of doing it in conjunction with what happened recently with the airport?
It feels like it. It feels like they're trying to tie it in. That's what it feels like.
Well, the best thing is, Rick won't have to act, will he? I mean, last week, last week he looked completely just senile, old, drunk, and bewildered.
Do you reckon the airport thing was a work? Because
I think that was Rich Flair, that was Wednesday, so instead of punishment there, this is what they're doing. They're taking piss in the situation, right? And with security, well, he's taking Miss Ric Flair out of the building. I've seen it, let me tell you something. I saw Ric Flair back on Jackie.
Because haven't they done this before? If I remember rightly. Was it WCW who did it? Was it WCW who did it, or was it WWE? They did, like, Ric Flair cracking up.
Probably WCW.
I think it was WCW, I think.
Yeah, because I'm sure...
How much money would you pay to see Ric Flair, like, taking on airport security on CCTV? Like, dropping a jacket, dropping an elbow, and then... Woo! Then shaking his fist at airport security, just getting pepper sprayed and stuff. Woo! Woo!
I'm paid to see Ric Flair just knock my door. You know what I mean? That's the first. This baby's man. When he took off his jacket, the first person I thought of was Matt Sacco. What he's going to do is I thought he's going to elbow slap his jacket. That's how he's going to take on Shane. Shane was like, dude, come on, son. I got too much respect for you, man. I ain't going there. I ain't beat on old men. You must be mad. Mm-hmm. And then Stephanie comes in. Stephanie comes in. And you might respect Ric Flair, but I don't.
What? Blah.
And then he took the cap. And then he went down. He dropped. And that was it. I was done. First person I thought of was Shad. The second person I thought of was Wardle. The third person I thought of was Joanne. I was, the tears were leaving my eyes, man. The fact that went around.
Shane versus Flair confirmed for SummerSlam.
Never mind that. What about? I don't know. I'm throwing it out there. I think Charlotte might lose that title before SummerSlam. Charlotte versus Stephanie. I'm throwing it out there.
You think Rick's gonna walk down on Sunday and hugging some white lightning? Woo!
That was honestly, that was what I thought was gonna happen. Was that Flair was just gonna come out and cost her the title? That was genuinely my prediction. I think Charlotte's gonna drop it.
He's gonna come out in nothing but the robe and a glass of red wine.
No!
Oh God!
No! That's WWE. No! This is Extreme Rules, though.
Just slapping it between his thighs.
No. That's the thing. Because of that now, I want to see Ric Flair. I want to see him at Extreme Rules now. But they banned him completely. If he even...
He's going to be there. Come on. You're going to see him at some point fighting someone or drinking or chasing some girls.
He's going to do something. Oh, man. If he sets one foot in the arena while Charlotte's fighting, Charlotte's lost the title. That's the joke.
I'd wheel him out there on purpose. Give him so much to drink he passes out, and wheel him out in a wheelie chair, and they'll just disqualify Charlotte.
That could work.
No, but Charlotte has to forfeit the championship. That's the joke. She has to forfeit if Ric Flair even appears. If his music hits, that's
it. I think I know how they're going to do this. They're going to have... Paige or Becky Lynch, just like, you know, leave little bits of clothing around the arena, and Rick's going to follow it and pick it all up and then lead them out onto the stage, and he'll just walk out there picking up the underwear, sniffing it, and before he knows it, Charlotte's no longer champion.
No, we don't want that now. We don't want Bertie coming out and causing all sorts of shit. Oh my god, no.
Put him in the cross arm breaker. Then I think it's Shad's prophecy to come true.
No! Bertie could kill him! I thought it was going to be Stephanie. I thought it was even going to be Stephanie or Bertie, you know. Because I seen it, the way she slapped him, right? She slapped down a Ric Flair and he dropped down. And Charlotte was bet. And Charlotte was ready to boss up Stephanie. Right, and then Natalya jumped in there and got the sharpshooter. Now, me personally, if I was writing that shit, I would build that story up, man. Well, that's just my excuse just to see Charlotte and Stephanie do their thing. Because, you know, Charlotte, I really got a thing for Charlotte lately. With her long ass legs and shit. And Stephanie, well, that goes without saying. I had a dream about her the other night, actually. What the fuck was that? I had a dream.
I thought he was reading chapter 2 of Martin Luther King's book.
I probably did. I had, no, this is a true story, man. I had a dream, right? I don't even know how it happened. WrestleMania was in England, right? For some reason, I had my purple suit on. I really had my purple suit on. I was invited to the WrestleMania after party. It was in England, you know. But I was arm in arm with Stephanie and Eva Marie. This is a true story. Y'all know I love off Naomi. You know Naomi's the love of my life, okay? On there, wrestling wise, that is. Right? So, it was like random, man. It was like arm in arm and shit, man. Taking pictures and the whole shit. And getting kind of frisky with your boy as well, man. I'm thinking, God damn, Eva, Steph, yo, hands off the Grant's manhood, yo. God damn, what is. Oh my God, damn. And then it was weird, you know, because you was there, Chad. Josh was there, Icy Fresh, and I was there high-fiving you, man. I was like, yeah, man, these two gotta get it. You weird-ass dream, I swear.
That's whacked out, man.
It's I want to ask my mum what it means. Because my mum's into them things, she picked that.
Don't ask your mum.
Yeah. I'll just say that, you know, I was arm-in-arm with Stephanie and Ava Marie. I ain't gonna tell her the rest of the details. But, you know, my mom's one of them people who thinks that, you know, these dudes have visions and shit. So I'm gonna ask her.
Uh-oh.
And I was wearing a purple suit. I was wearing my, you know, my famous purple suit. So, I don't know, man. Anyway, crazy digressing. Oh, who's gonna win? You know what? I still think Charlotte's gonna win because...
That's what it means?
I believe...
You're gonna take Stephanie and Eva Marie to the chocolate factory? And as much as you hate the whole chocolate backdoor entry, like, happened.
Whoa.
Come on!
It does become Willy Wonka. That's what the dream means. That's what it meant.
Willy Wonka.
I'm gonna find that as fine as Eve Marie is, as fine as Tiffany is. Them dudes will come out the same way as ours, man. My man could not go in our bottom. Mm-mm. No, sir. That's not how it goes, man. Sorry.
They said if you don't do it that way, then they'll do it that way to you. So, yeah. You have to choose.
Lay off the cush. Put it down, Chad. Put it down.
Yo, I tell you. Back to this shit. Okay, back to this shit. I'm back in Charlotte. Natalia, I love you, man. But Charlotte, I love you a little bit more. And I think she's going for the 301. I'm convinced of it now. I'm very convinced of it. Charlotte, you're gonna win. I don't know how the hell you're gonna get Natalia to. I don't think Natalia's gonna tap out. She's gonna pass out. That's how it's going, man. Natalia's gonna pass out. That's how it's going. Charlotte, you're gonna win that title, man. Word up, man. I don't know how the hell Rick. I want Rick Flair to get involved, but I don't know how he is. You know what I mean? That's some creative shit, man. Because, you know, I want to see Rick Flair. Word up, man. Matt Sacco. Rip it out.
Wow. I'm going to go out on a limb. I reckon Charlotte's going to lose this one. I think Rick's going to come out and ruin it for her, and Natalia will win.
And start beef between them. Just a split.
Yeah, because, you know, that's what it is. Everyone's like, yo, Charlotte, stand on your own too. You know what I mean? You always got your dad. You know what I mean? The storyline's revolving around that a lot as well.
Mm-hmm.
She's
going to lose because of Rick.
Yeah, so you think that's what it is, Matt?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they're teasing something, maybe. You know, you saw the interview with Michael Cole. So, yeah, that's the route I'm going down. Is that what you're thinking, Chad?
I was just trying to sprinkle all their crumbs on your idea. That's a nice idea.
I can write to that.
To be honest, to give my prediction, I don't see the WWE changing their mind. Charlotte's the one they want to go with for the foreseeable future, so she ain't losing no title. They'll come up with some sort of way to screw Natty over, but I hope it's a good way. It'll be a nice. I'm be interested to see how they do it. Then.
It's got to be similar to Asuka and my gal Bayley. You know what I mean? When Asuka hit that super move and Bayley, she was done for. That's how I see it, man, personally. But I do want to see Ric Flair in the equation somehow. But, you know.
Poor little mate.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about him. Hey, team! I forgot about him, you know. Wardle, you got to weigh in?
Natalia will win because of Ric Flair. Because of Ric Flair.
Ric's gonna bait it up.
Yep.
Wow.
I think they'll after Raw. I think they'll you'll see Steph dragging Ric in, or some shit like that, and they'll set it up so that Steph costs her the title.
Hey, that'll be team, you know. I like that, you know. I do like that, you know, still.
It's a bit out there, but I just want to see Natalya as champion, that's all. Just one time.
I hear that as well, man. You know what I mean? Natty Borden deserves it, man, for real. Big time, man.
Even if it's only for a month, I'm not bothered. I just want to see her as champion.
Yeah. I hear that still.
She might win the money in the purse.
Hey, but you know what? If they're adding prestige to the women's title, I wouldn't be surprised if they do something like that. But at the same time, I don't think that they would even call it money in our purse, you know what I mean? Because they want to be treated as equals now, don't they?
I would like money in the bank for the women. I would like that.
I agree, I would as well. I think they should do it, man. I remember making a joke about it so many years ago, saying money in our handbag. You know what I mean? Instead of a ladder, you have the handbag is on the pole. Sorry, I'm on that Vince Russo shit. We haven't even come to the stability of Ric Flair now. Him get licked down by Stephanie. Yo, this one's cause for concern, Shad. What is the status of Ric Flair now?
That's a comeback to me.
Drunk.
That's a good guess. But come back to me in 2 minutes and I'll tell you the exact status.
Yeah, I mean, because we've got to keep it moving, man. I'm going for Charlotte. Matt, who did you say you're going for? You're going for Charlotte.
I'm going to go Natalia.
Oh, so everyone's going Natalia now?
Huh? What is wrong with
you? Something's going to happen, man. I think Rick's going to be just drunkenly stumbling around and find himself out in the arena. Probably with no clothes on.
Rick Flair's not been seen. We have not tweeted for a day. Oh,
Tom, start checking the brothel. genuine concern.
Is Flair missing? Serious condition? Well, condition, man. Serious the situation. Richard is missing. Let's put him on some posters. Dead or alive?
Milk carton, man.
Preferably dead. Let me finish what I was saying. Preferably dead serious.
Shad, you're wrong, man. You have to order that right. That's it. Take him. You're part of Evolution Soccer. You can't say them things. That's not right. Okay.
Richard of all people should understand and blurting out random shit. Tell yourself!
Yeah, you mate!
Tell yourself!
You do know about the WWE Network, don't you? Go
God bless Natalia, man. Shaq, close this this segment out, man, please.
Richard. Time is upon us. I'm feeling it in my bones, man. I'm dead. And when the clock goes tick. No more Rick.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
I didn't realise, man, you Oh my God! Watch me, watch me. I'm gonna get my T-shirt ordered. I'm gonna get my own design ordered for the SummerSlam gathering for the STC. Watch me.
It's gonna be a heart problem. It's gonna be full on heart attack. Guarantee it. That's how he's gonna go.
Matt, you can't say that. Have you lost your mind?
I'm just talking honestly. I'm just talking from the heart.
Kill yourself. You're out of your mind.
Kill yourself.
You do know about the WWE Network, don't you? Don't ask me why Natalia said that. Okay. Woo! Lord. That's my match right there, man. Natalia and Charlotte, sexy ass. Word up, man. Oh my God. Now we're on to, well, that was the main event in my book. But the official main event of the Extreme Rules joint. What? Roman Reigns, the champion. The hated champion. By everybody. Except me. I like Roman Reigns. I think he's cool. The challenger. AJ Styles. He's got a bit of an attitude on him now. Everyone called him a liar. He lied to the people. I'm not a liar. I don't care no more. I'll do anything it takes to win the World Wrestling Federation title. I'll win it everywhere else. Japan, the TNA joint, PWL joint. Then you name the federation. I've been there and done it. I just haven't done it at the WWE. Here we go. Max Sacco. Who's won this match? Extreme Rules.
I really, really, really want AJ Styles to win this, but WWE have invested far too much in Roman Reigns to have him drop the title now. Roman Reigns is going to have this one. He's going to pin him clean.
Clean!
Yeah, the way WWE's been pushing Reigns, are they suddenly going to drop the title on him and put it onto AJ Styles? I really doubt it. I think I'd like to see AJ Styles win, but I don't think it's happening, man.
I gotta agree, man. I predicted AJ Styles to win. I think it's Roman all the way, man. Roman all the way. And people are like, and then hit their Twitter, you know what I mean, and their Facebook, and tweet their displeasure. You know what I mean? And Triple T's gotta laugh after them. And Mr. Kennedy, he's gotta laugh even more. You know what I mean? Yeah. People, don't even bother complaining, you know. You know. But, yo, if AJ Styles has to win, then he can wank off and break your computer as much as you want. And I ain't gonna stop you. Chad, who's won this match?
Samoan Cena.
Samoan Cena!
I'm like everybody else, but it would be good to see AJ with the belt.
I'm the only one who likes Roman Reigns, you know. That's not good, man. I stay true to myself, goddammit.
I just wish he was a bad guy, that's all.
What I like about this feud is that they've thrown away the face heel book. I'm really glad about that. Now Roman Reigns is just Roman Reigns. The new souls, they're pretty much more good guys than anything else. The Bullet Club, they're pretty much more bad guys than anything else. But with AJ Styles and Roman Reigns, they're just themselves. There's no face heel about either of them. It's a Brock Lesnar Undertaker story, I like to call it, where they've thrown away the heel Facebook. And I like that. And what up? I deliberately left you to laugh because you have a wild ass theory and we all want to hear it.
It's not wild. Once you hear it, it will make perfect sense.
Okay,
go on,
we're going to start actually with Finn Balor, but it's not to do with the main roster. This is how it's going to play out.
Right.
Finn Balor will become the first two-time NXT champion on June whenever at TakeOver.
Right.
The reason is because Roman Reigns is going to retain Extreme Rules, but we're going to get heel Reigns, all right? So bear with me. He's going to go heel turn. It's happening, and it'll happen Extreme Rules. The reason is because AJ Styles is going to win Money in the Bank, right?
Whoa!
Hold on. You got to just bear with me. Because
I'm bearing with you.
Reigns has got a date with one John Cena at SummerSlam. In the main event at SummerSlam will be John Cena versus Roman Reigns, and AJ Styles is going to cash in on the same night that the Bullet Club wins the tag titles. So the entire Bullet Club has every major title worth winning.
Oh! Oh! Shit!
And to top it off, we're going to get Gallows and Anderson appear at TakeOver to save Balor from being defeated.
Oh! Oh!
It sounds nice, but not specifically serial. There's so many people in the title contention. I don't think they're just...
The reason why I'm saying this is because this is near enough exactly what happened in New Japan. They were getting beat, and then all of a sudden, they formed properly, and they won everything. In like one or two big shows, they won everything. And I think that's what's going to happen here. They're just going to replicate what they did in Japan by having them lose these odd matches, like losing to the Usos and stuff like that, making them take... like losses, then they'll just sweep and it'll be at SummerSlam, but it'll start with TakeOver. It'll start with Money in the Bank and then TakeOver, and then that'll be it. So it'll be a complete cross promotion sweep.
I can't front, Shad. That sounds wicked.
Yeah, it does sound good.
That sounds wicked.
That's one of my favourite theories so far.
And then you've got Neville and that coming back, Seth coming back, Cena coming back. They're not going to care about AJ Styles when all them people come back, or Orton as well. They're not going to care about him. He'll be in mid-card, and he'll put on good matches. He'll be like the new Jericho. They're not going to put the title on him, man, seriously. I'm sorry, man.
What?
He still smells of TNA as well.
Like that.
Truth, man. That's I'm just talking. In a path of Vince McMahon.
Hey, AJ Styles. Rachel, man. If you walk around spending with titties and ass, then boy, hey, more power to you, man. But good. I could see both points. Wardles is almost like a fan dream, which can realistically happen.
It's more of they need like WWE, they need to do something with the club.
Cesaro and putting on matches for the IC title, man. That's your dream right there, man. And then AJ gets the victory over Cesaro at SummerSlam. IC title. That's more realistic, isn't it?
And in effect, that keeps like the likes of Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn and them people to hold the briefcase. So, okay, I want to ask you this, Wardle. Let's go with your fantasy booking.
Yeah.
Which I'm sorry, there's a sense of realism there. I can write to it. There's a sense of realism. Let's go with that, right? So are you willing to ride to that over your boy Kevin Owens winning the briefcase possibly this year?
Yes, because Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, I still, like we said before, I still believe will go all the way till Mania. I think it will just keep rolling all the way till Mania. They'll keep picking it up, adding new stipulations, adding different people into it. But it will just keep rolling, and it will just keep going, because Cena's going to come back, and he'll face Reigns at SummerSlam, because that's Cena's thing, you know. And then Rollins will come back, and then we'll see the reformation of the Shield, because it's going to happen, guys. Let's be real. The Shield's going to come back to take on the club and try and win the titles back.
just like, no, no.
It's coming. It's coming. Honestly, it's coming. The Shield is coming back.
That would be an incredible program, Bordel. That would be an incredible program, but it's not going to happen. That's too creative for the WWE.
The Shield made WWE too much money. Shield versus Club / Bullet Club is a dream faction show off, and it would be too much money to waste. One off pay per view show. It could be Mania. It's the Mania main event. Club versus the Bullet Club versus the Shield. Mania main event. You've sold out Mania. You've sold it out.
What's happening at Survivor Series though?
You could have a stadium that's got 200,000 people, and you'd sell it out just to see Shield versus Bullet Club.
200,000.
It would sell out. It would be the biggest. It would be the biggest selling Mania. It would, honestly. It would be the biggest selling Mania.
I can see Survivor Series though, man. I can see Survivor Series personally.
Because the Shield, it doesn't have to be like, you know, back to the music in the intro and stuff. But I think they'll come back just to take on the Bullet Club. Once they've won all the titles, because I'm sure that they're going to pick up the tag titles, the World Championship, and the NXT title, which will probably turn into the Intercontinental Championship.
So you're saying heel Shield face Bullet Club?
Yeah.
But Bullet Club's renowned for being heels.
Yeah, I know, but I think they'll be better off as face in WWE because they can't do half the stuff that they did in Japan on PG WWE. So they'd be better off as faces than heels.
I know people are going to want to cheer the Shield though because they missed them and if they're reforming back together, they're going to get cheered.
Word. It might be another case of what we're getting now with the Usos and the Roman Reigns, which was rumored to be called Bloodline. I don't know who made that up, but even if my
prediction, yeah, okay, it's a dream. It could happen, but it's you know, like we said, it's highly unlikely. But if it did, like the most interesting part about this match is who's going to end up heel, because one of them has to end up heel at the end of the match. So who's going to be heel? That's the biggest. That's the most interesting part. Reigns is retaining, but who's going to be the heel?
I know, because both of them are teasing it, aren't they? That's why I said they've thrown away the face heel book for this feud.
Yeah, because that's why Cena's coming back at Memorial Day, because it'll be slow build to SummerSlam for whoever is the heel. Which will probably be Reigns. I think the heel turn's coming, and they need to do it if they're going to do it, like now, to build up for Superman Cena. Face that runs the place, you know.
Face that runs the place. Now, while that's realistic as well, Roman Reigns versus John Cena. If Roman Reigns goes in as the heel, Cena goes in as the guy that gets booed anyway. Who wins really out of there? Out of that? Oh, I know the answer. Me.
Yeah. I want to see it. For me, that's. I wouldn't say it's a dream match, but it's a match that I've wanted to see properly, one-on-one, since Reigns came up.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see the two big guys just go toe-to-toe for 20 minutes, half hour, just beating the shit out of each other. Because that's what it would be. There'd be no skill. It would just be pure over-the-top beatdown.
A nice war.
Yeah, and I'd love to see that on a SummerSlam match. That'd be great.
Think about it, people, right? I win. I Bomba Clark win. You know why? Roman Reigns wins. You're gonna hate that shit. You're like, oh, he's had the title for too long. Oh, he should give it up. I hate him as the champion. Da 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 da. Yeah, shut your mouth. Cena wins. You're gonna hate that shit. Oh no, he's 16 times world champion. He's tied Ric Flair. This, that, and the third. Blah. Shut your mouth. So it doesn't really matter. The only way is if you say, is if AJ Styles does a Seth Rollins. By that I mean he jumps in the match midway. It becomes a triple threat match. Cashes in his check. That and based on
to me, that's the only way that they can sell that SummerSlam main event is if you've got that unknown will he cash in, will he not floating over it. That's the only way I can see that they can sell it, because that's where they're going. they're gonna do Cena versus Reigns. It's gonna happen at SummerSlam. So that's the only way they're gonna sell it, is by having Styles with the case ready to cash in. That's the only way it's gonna get over.
I can't write to that, man. And then where does that leave Brock? See, I have to ask these things, you know what I mean? Because, boy, you know Brock's going to be at the SummerSlams.
Brock and Owens.
That would be amazing.
I could write to that as well.
For the Intercontinental title?
No, man.
No.
No, man.
That's where, if Brock's going to be at SummerSlam, I would imagine it would be Brock versus Owens, and then Cena versus Reigns with AJ cash-in. That's the way I see it going.
So I'm to Sami Zayn, but Sami Zayn's already got the Intercontinental title from Extreme Rules.
I think he'll pick it up at Money in the Bank if he's going to win it. I think he'll be Money in the Bank, he'll win it, but that's for the next show.
I'm loving this, you know. I'm loving this shit.
I can see SummerSlam already. I can see how it's all going to go down. Like, how I want it to go down, anyway. I can see it, but...
No, but I'm being real, man. What, how you want it to go down, I can see it realistically happening. But at the same time, I can see why. I can also see why Matt says no, because it's too
big. Oh, no, of course. I can see it. I just would like them to pull the trigger on a group or an idea and let it happen. Because the New Day wasn't WWE. That was all of them. That was them doing it. Yeah. The Shield wasn't WWE. They weren't going to do it. That was people fighting for them to do it, like Punk fought for the Shield idea, for example. I mean, like Punk, but he was the one who was like, no, these guys need to do it. So WWE has to get one right. Wait, like, they have to get one push right, surely.
Don't you like the Social Outcast?
Our survey said...
I'm the one who don't like the Social Outcast. Don't worry about that.
But I would love to see that show of Gallows and Anderson beating New Day, and then in the main event, AJ cashes in. Like, Cena could win. Cena could beat Reigns, and then he cashes in on Cena.
But if Cena wins, that makes him 16 times. No matter how you see it.
So, yeah, it pisses everybody off. It's great. It will piss everyone off, and me and you will be laughing.
It will piss... It will, and I'll be laughing. That's why, to prevent that from happening... AJ Styles does a Seth Rollins and comes in halfway through the match, making it triple threat, because that's what Seth Rollins did with Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar. So
that's true, yeah, because in that way it protects Reigns.
Then
Reigns comes out all right still, regardless, and then you've got a triple threat for the next pay-per-view, Cena, Reigns and Styles.
Yeah.
Yeah, ignoring Randy Orton, ignoring Seth Rollins, ignoring Bray Wyatt. They're not going to be in the title picture.
Well, Randy Orton's not, is he? When was the last time he was in the title picture? Let's be real.
Probably once one.
Yeah, he'll probably get one towards more like, you know, like, say, Hell in a Cell-ish time, not a Champions, Survivor Series kind of time, maybe.
But yeah, we'll see. But yeah, like, anyway, Reigns is going to retain. But
I think we all full house on that one. So it sounds like to me, as far as the Extreme Rules, most of the matches, we are full house on it. It's just Jericho, Ambrose, that we're a bit 50-50. And
Natalya,
we're a bit 50-50 on that. But I think it's going to be entertaining. And I think wasn't that like 75-25? With all of us going for Miz and you going for Zayn. Okay.
I think the matches that are really going to be interesting, because we're unsure, will be the Intercontinental match, Jericho Ambrose, and the Divas match,
It's the sound of the police.
Women's match. I just caught myself. Don't hurt me. Honestly, I think they'll be the most interesting to watch, because, you know, there's a split there. We're not sure who's going to win.
Yeah. So, For me, it's the main event, is seeing who's going to go heel and who's not. That's the interesting one for me, and let's see what they're going to do with it.
Yeah.
It's a predictable result, but it's what, how they tell that story, which is going to make all the difference.
That's what I'm saying, Wardle! That's what me I said!